From trauma to joie de vivre, how is that possible? Welcome to Post Trauma Secrets and Decluttering, where we go behind the scene and reveal how to free yourself. Come and discover the four dimensions of a decluttering journey with your hosts, Valerie Huart and JM Tetro.
Hey there, welcome back to our channel. It's JM here.
And I'm Valerie. Today we're diving into a topic that many parents face: the chaos of clutter and how it affects our little ones. Imagine this. Toys scattered all over the place, dishes piled up, and a dining table buried under a mountain of stuff. Sound familiar, right?
Absolutely. But did you know that all this clutter could be affecting your child's well-being?
Today we're delving deep into how clutter impacts children, from their mental health to their learning and behavior.
Let's start with stress and anxiety. Clutter is more than just a mess. It's a tornado of distraction that can cause stress in kids.
This stress can lead to difficulty in sleeping, trouble regulating their emotion, you know, when they do their little tornado themselves, and a decrease in concentration. Creating a clutter-free environment is absolutely essential. When we declutter our space, we eliminate distraction, allowing for a sense of calm and laser focus.
And that's not all. Clutter actually poses physical risks, increasing the chance of accidents and exacerbating health issues like asthma.
Involving your kids in the decluttering process not only makes it enjoyable, but also teaches them valuable life skills that will benefit them in the long run.
Now let's talk about learning. A cluttered environment makes it incredibly challenging for children to concentrate, focus, and it directly impacts their academic performance.
On the other end, a well-organized space enhances focus, reduces anxiety, and boosts productivity and creativity. You know, those beautiful pictures that you put on your fridge. Let's create a clutter-free environment and unlock the true potential within us and our kids.
And it's not just about mental and academic impact. A clutter-free home is absolutely crucial for your child's physical safety.
In the long run, clutter can lead to hoarding behaviors and hinder organizational skills.
So teaching children to organize and declutter is a true gift that keeps on giving.
Let's dive into some expert insight. Psychologists emphasize how clutter influences a child's development in unexpected ways.
And it's not just in theory. Real-life examples show families embracing a clutter-free lifestyle experience remarkable improvement in their kids' well-being. All right, folks, get ready for an exciting challenge. Let's transform our space together and witness the incredible chance it brings to our family dynamics.
Let's go on this incredible journey as a community. Now, let's dive back into our discussion. Did you know that clutter can have a huge impact on our little ones' emotion and behavior? Yes, an anxious or sad child may struggle with their social interaction and self-esteem as well.
And when it comes to academics, let me tell you, the connection between clutter and chaos is crystal clear. Trust me, students who organize their environment perform way better. It's all about reducing stress level so you can enhance your learning experience.
Let's dive into some practical tips. Start small. Begin by decluttering a drawer, then move on to a shelf. Remember, progress is about taking gradual steps, not expecting overnight perfections.
And let's keep the momentum going with a daily tidying routine. Get the whole family involved and make it a fun activity.
Here's another tip. Be mindful of what you bring into your home. Every new item should have a designated place and a purpose. And as you bring a new item, you let go of too.
So, why put in all this effort? The rewards are immense. It's not just about having a clean house. It's about creating a nurturing environment for your children.
One question we often receive is, does clutter affect child development? Absolutely. It leads to confusion, decision paralysis, and emotional distress. Let's talk about also not inviting their friends at home.
And living in an untidy home, it can worsen allergies, asthma, resulting in more sick days and less time for play.
Remember, it's not just about your child's well-being in the present. It's about setting the stage for their future, habits, and mental health.
Absolutely, Valerie. It's all about the little moment and the big picture in a clutter-free environment. Thanks for joining us on this journey to a healthier, happier home. To get more tips and life hacks, don't forget to subscribe.
And share your decluttering successes with us. We love seeing your transformations.
Stay tidy, stay happy. Until next time.
Thank you so much for taking time to listen to this episode. If you want to help break the trauma stigma, share this episode and give hope to your friends and let them know it is possible to get free from trauma. Valerie and JM want to help you further by offering you Declutter Your Life 101. Be sure to go to dowellht.com/free yourself. That's dowellht.com/free yourself to get your free quick summary and start your decluttering journey. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to join us next time to discover another secret on post-trauma secrets and decluttering.